Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 10th. Arizona's Attorney General, Chris Mays, says she won't enforce a Civil War-era law that bans almost all abortions.
No woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law. Not on my watch.
The state's Supreme Court ruled that Arizona has to follow the 160-year-old law, meaning the only time a pregnant person can legally get an abortion is if it's necessary to save their life. The law means abortion providers could be sent to prison for 2 to 5 years, and it puts the state up there with Texas, Alabama, and Mississippi as one of the strictest in the country. Here's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There are now 21 extreme state abortion bans in effect across the country. One-third of all women of reproductive age now live in a state with an abortion ban.
Arizona's Supreme Court has delayed the ruling from coming into effect for 2 weeks so that other challenges can be made in a lower court, including over whether the law is constitutional. And voters could get a say on this in November, as a group of reproductive rights organizations say they have enough signatures to put access to abortions on the ballot.
I think what he's doing is a mistake.
President Joe Biden had some strong words on how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is handling the war in Gaza.
I don't agree with his approach. I think it's outrageous that those three vehicles were hit by drones and taken out.
The interview on Univision was taped just days after Israeli military strikes killed 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers, sparking anger and frustration throughout the White House. Biden called for a halt to the fighting and said there was, quote, no excuse for not letting humanitarian aid into the Strip. The Biden administration has set the first national standard to limit forever chemicals in drinking water. Water utilities will now have to filter out 5 types of PFAs, which are chemicals currently found in nearly half the drinking water in the US. There are thousands of types of forever chemicals, and they're used to help products repel water or oil, but they linger in the environment and in the human body and are linked to a load of health problems like cancer, thyroid disease, and organ damage. And the CDC says PFAs are found in the blood of almost every single American. Newly released body cam footage reveals how Chicago police officers in plain clothes fired as many as 96 gunshots at a black man in over 41 seconds during a traffic stop. 26-year-old Dexter Reed was killed in the incident last month, and a preliminary investigation suggests he opened fire on the unidentified officers first. But the case raises questions about whether officers used excessive force, as CNN's Nick Watt explains.
They apparently stopped Dexter Reed because he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. They got out of the car, guns drawn. A police officer who was standing on the passenger side of the vehicle was shot, apparently by Dexter Reed. What's believed to be his weapon was found on the passenger seat. And in that video, you see he gets out of the car. Police continue shooting as he's gotten out of the car and even as he's lying on the ground behind that vehicle.
The body cam footage doesn't show the context of why police decided to pull Reed over, nor the officers identifying themselves before engaging in a fairly aggressive manner. Multiple agencies are now investigating whether the officers' actions were justified. Up next, I'll tell you how the NCAA women's basketball final beat the men's this year. More people tuned in to watch the NCAA women's basketball final than the men's. It's the first time that's ever happened in the tournament's 42-year history. Nielsen says 18.9 million people tuned in to watch South Carolina beat Iowa in the women's tournament, which was well above the 14.8 million viewers who watched UConn's men's team beat Purdue. Elsewhere in the sport, Stanford women's coach Tara Vanderveer has announced her retirement, ending her career as the coach with the most wins in NCAA basketball history. That's all for now. I'll be back with more stories at 9 a.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.